Good afternoon. Hope you're having an awesome Erev Yontif. So tomorrow is Shvi Shel Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach, which commemorates the exact day that the sea split for the Jewish people to cross and finally and permanently escape their Egyptian oppressors. Now, the event was such an amazing miracle that our sources teach us, the Torah tells us that the Jews said, Zeh Keli Vanveo, literally meaning, there's God, let's offer our profound thanks, pointing to, quote unquote, him as they said it. Now, obviously, there's a lot of discussion about what does it mean to point to God? But according to many of the commentaries, the way we point to God is by pointing to the actions that we see godliness revealed. And this could be actually in two ways. It could be in the amazing natural world. Once we look at the heavens and the stars, for example, we can just say, wow, can you see how God made this amazing creation? But then one can also see something literally miraculous that defies nature, like the splitting of the sea, and stop and say, do you realize we are seeing God in the clearest of ways right now? I can't stop thinking about what pointing to God would look like today and how desperately we continue to daven for not the sea to split, but for our brothers and sisters who remain hostage for over 200 unspeakably horrific days to return. I pray going into this holiday of seeing God that we merit to see him once again and have the Jews not emerge from the sea, but to have our fellow Jews emerge from captivity. Arguably, just as great of a miracle if we would see that happen soon. Praying for it. Every day, several times a day. And on that note, I look forward to seeing you again shortly for the podcast for the next day of Yontif.